Okay, good afternoon. This is the Sociopath and the Empath with Aria
and Emily.
And we're doing a new thing where I talk very slowly and calmly because apparently I sound nervous. So we're gonna pretend we're in a calming therapist's office right now. And you just envision those beach sounds in the background.
You're such an ass. You really are.
I'm painting a vivid image.
Alright. So, today's weather is...
again with the weather.
Well, in the past, like, I always would say the weather, and I just had to throw that in there. It's not cold outside today, guys. Even snow.
So we had our blizzard, which was, like, an inch of snow. It was bad to be driving in that night, though, not gonna lie, because I was driving back from drill, and literally, they let us out super late, so it was already coming down on the freeways, and I was just going along, and I was like, okay, I can't see the lines anymore, this is getting a little scary, so I was like, I'll just pull off at the next exit. And I'm going past, like, the next exit, and I realize I can't see where the road is, because there's so much snow on the ground.
Well, you have a car, you should have an SUV.
I just have a little Honda Civic.
See, that sounds like a personal problem.
So I couldn't get off of the road, so I forced myself to stay on the freeway for another hour back.
Sounds like a personal problem.
I survived, though, but that was our blizzard. It was really scary.
Well, if you didn't survive, I'd be really pissed, because now I have to find our sociopath that doesn't want to kill me.
Hey, we're not violent in most cases.
You just talked about in the other podcast how the game control, you just hit the person.
Okay, I was violent, but I'm better now.
Anyway, let's get back to the topic of the day. So the topic of today is I'll let her just hold a piece of paper.
So our topic is just going to be on relationships and like what we look for and how social media affects it. But first I wanted to say that our top listeners are out of California. out of Long Beach and Reedley. So thank you guys. And you guys can always send in question, comments, and feedback for us. We have our Instagram page at sociopath_empath. Or you can send in videos directly to Anchor, asking us questions or saying whatever you need to. And we can put that in the podcast directly, and you can hear your own voice instead of listening to me this whole time.
Hear our own voices.
Even though my voice is pretty great, I know. So anyway... For relationships, you want to throw in your two cents?
Alright, so today we're talking about how relationships online, what you're looking for, and how media like affects them, and how to get the right person. I mean, I'm not there yet when it comes to getting to the right person, but I have like an idea, and it's just going to take a long time for me. I've been so traumatized that as an empath, I can't really focus on like just like letting myself go, because I just literally did that and I got basically hurt.
You can tell them you just got out of a relationship with a narcissist.
I did get out of a relationship with a narcissist, but that will be whole at a different time when I am done with the narc.
Well, right. I just wanted to clarify what you were going through.
Oh, so... Yes, like empaths, codependents usually get manipulated and abused by a narcissist. And they know you like the back of their hand. They are so disgusting. Like, they have, like, you would think, like, somebody who has low self-esteem would probably, you know, be, like, somewhat of a good person. No, they just want to take advantage of you. It's really, like, weird. And there's a lot of narcissists, at least at my age group right now, are pretty stupid.
Yeah, there's stupid ones out there. Maybe you're looking at the wrong ages, though.
Yeah, maybe I should look for, like, a 40-year-old narcissist.
Well, I don't mean, like, just a different narcissist. I mean, like, a different age group of people.
So I'm so
I date older all the time, so, and it helps a lot.
It does. Like, I feel like younger people don't know what the hell they're doing or
they
talking
don't,
about.
And they're not in it for, like, the long haul, you know? You're looking for something serious, and everyone now is just...
Yeah, I want to get married.
So everyone, most everyone else is out there to fuck around and date, and that's it.
That's true.
And you're looking for something serious in a world of that.
Well, so. Tinder, and... Let's talk about that, actually, what was on the piece of paper. So, like, we all have these apps these days. At least for me, a lesbian, you have Her, Bumble, Tinder, Match, OkCupid. I think that you can make that gay. Like...
Freaking Grindr. I hate that one. I'll forever be scarred from that.
You were on Grindr? That's for men.
I know. Oh. Do you remember who we saw?
Oh,
so, you guys, I'm just going to explain this right now.
All right, this is just a little off topic, but I'll let you do it.
This is going to be freaking hilarious for you, not for me, but... So, there, like, there, where we work, there is this dude that is freaking pretty attractive,
no,
all right?
Say he's fine.
He's damn fine. So, I was like... I'm in security, so I was watching him on the cameras like a creeper, and like I zoomed in to see what he was doing on his phone because he was standing right underneath a camera, and Emily comes up to me and she's like, "That's Grindr. What are you looking at?" And I was like, "No, that's not," because we were looking at what he was looking at on his phone, and like you can tell the bubble color, and I was in complete denial about this. I was like, that is not. And then I'm watching what he's doing, and he pulls up a picture that the other person sent, and it's a straight up dick pic, and I freaking just about cried. I went and
you
ran
fell
under
for
the
a gay man.
Yeah, I know. I went and ran it's, under the desk with my world just shattered around me.
It's okay. A lot of straight women fall for gay men.
I would have never known that he was gay.
Oh, come on.
What? Nobody knew that. Everyone in that room was shocked when we saw that.
I had a little suspicion.
Well, good for you. Like, the rest of us did not, okay?
But, like...
And your OIC did not know either.
Well, my OIC is pretty dumb. I'm just kidding. I respect him. It's just sometimes he talks about stuff too much, and I'll be like, oh no.
You're
gonna
burn your fingers off.
I'm just...
Stop playing with the candle.
I play with fire. I have to have that. I'm like, okay, anyway.
Literally.
So, alright, going back. So, when... an empath is on social media. I look for a couple things. I look for if they're smiling. I'm looking for like three things. I'm looking for
so cheesy. Anyone can smile.
No, like I mean like a genuine smile. Like a genuine smile. I'm looking for maybe a dog pic. I'm looking for like kind of a business pic and a relaxing pic. Because I want to have that person have a job. Another thing is, what an empath, what I also look for is someone who cares about their job. If you care about your job, I like you. Because it shows that you're not just there for the money. Because that's a real big turnoff. Like, you gotta enjoy what you do. There's just, like, no way. Like, I talked to this one girl that says... she wanted to be in foster care, and I thought, like, oh, that's really cool. And I started feeling these feelings, which I should not have felt to begin with, and everything was moving way too fast, but I was manipulated once again. These people are dangerous. Absolutely dangerous. And I had my guard down, and, like, I was pretty horny, so I didn't kind of care. But
you
I did text you the address. I was a little afraid. It's like, guys, it was like in the middle of nowhere. Absolutely nowhere.
She drove 2 hours for this bitch, okay? Let me just say, that's ridiculous.
And I was doing most of the work in the bed, alright?
Red flag.
Well, I mean, I really wanted sex. Like, I wasn't planning on it, but once she got into the car...
I don't know if I'd drive 2 hours for that shit. That's a little crazy.
Again, we're two different people.
I guess.
And I was manipulated that thinking this person was actually a good person. So I mean, a lot of people are probably gonna say, well, foster parents, are they really shitty? Mm-hmm. I mean, the system is fucked up. Anyway, so in social media, that's what I look for. I look for, like, a person likes their job, and they're a good person. And I look for that connection. If they tell me about their family right away, I now see that as a red flag. But I thought she was putting her guard down, and I thought that was really attractive that she trusted me that much with it. But even, like, a manipulator, like, they will tell you that they're... Like, literally, my manipulator was telling me I'm a good person. That my ex is stupid to leave me.
Well, they're gonna tell you what you want to hear and what is obvious based on what you're saying. They can tell how to manipulate you, what you would want to hear back from it. Because if you're talking about something negatively, they're gonna know to agree with you and be like, oh yeah, that's shitty, you know? It's a type of manipulation. They mirror how you talk about something. Because they can tell how you feel about it.
I should just take Aria with me when I go on dates.
For real.
Just have you. Well, the thing is, it's like... anyway. So, what do you look for in a social media? Like, the profile. Like, what are you looking for?
I went on a little kick for a while trying to find a sugar daddy. Because I figure that's a really easy way to get money, you know, and not really have to do anything. You only have to sleep with some dude for, like, once a month. Like, some of them are very low maintenance, and you can still get a good amount of money. Like, I'm not above that. Not at all. I'm willing to throw my hat in that ring. I considered stripping until I realized that's a lot of work. And the army doesn't let you do... They frown upon that.
You thought about being a stripper?
Well, I look good enough to do that. No speakable content
could be found on the screen. What the fuck are you doing?
My phone is acting weird.
Emily's trying to record me saying I'm going to be a stripper. For whatever reason.
Turn in the podcast.
But anyway. So, I would say, like, okay, when I'm not looking for
sugar... How
much
money would you get if you were a stripper? You ever research this?
I worked with a stripper at Walmart. And she got knocked up.
I never knew this.
She got knocked up.
Did I crack your arm when I did that?
It's possible. I don't know. But she would tell us how much she made, and it was a fucking lot. Like, you make at least $1,000 every week. At least. It's crazy. So I am not above throwing my hat in that ring, but let me just tell you, that is some dedication and work. If you don't want to do shit, find a sugar daddy. So. But if I'm not looking for a sugar daddy, I'd probably find someone that's confident and, like, really attractive. Because I feel like I can get a wide variety of people if I really tried. But you obviously can't go for people way out of your league. Even I have limits. So
what's your limit? I've seen the people you pull.
I know. Yeah.
The grandiosity and the ego right now are really up there. I get to see it.
There's people, though, that won't. And it's frustrating when you're trying to chase somebody down and they just don't want it. And it's like, what the fuck? Why not? Like, I know I'm pretty great and there's a lot of people that would like to be you right now. But that's fine. So, some people just don't like to flirt back or they don't reciprocate. And so I don't have the interest to keep trying after that. If they're not reciprocating immediately, then it's, like, not fun anymore. So I usually pick people give that
in.
I can.
Usually people give in because they know it's easy.
Well, you can usually tell when people are interested in you, and I'll keep talking to those people that I know are interested in me, so...
But like, that's not a challenge anymore.
But it makes it, like, it's still a challenge to see how far you can push it, though.
I guess...
Because some of them aren't, like, some of them were married, like, some of them freaking have, like, crazy shit going on, you know? You never know, and it's a huge ego boost when you can get them to agree to, like, date you or whatever you're trying to do, so...
So,
go for those people out of your league. Confidence.
Confidence. You just said you can't.
You can try as long as you're confident, you know? You can get further than you would think. I've learned that. As long as you're confident, you can get a lot further than you think. That put yourself true. Out there.
That's true. All right, what's the next one? I can't read your handwriting.
That's pretty much it.
Oh. I need to talk about my situation. So, I was, for the last, 2 weeks? Yeah, 2 weeks.
I haven't seen you that much in the last 2 weeks.
So that's true. So, for the last 2 weeks, I was talking to somebody, and... It's true. If you don't love yourself, you're gonna fall victim to these people that will literally manipulate you. Cause, like, you don't see the manipulation cause you're so... You just want to get it on, you know what I mean?
You just want the attention and whatever.
Right. Basically, what I was looking for was validation that I wanted from this person. They gave it to me. But when they gave it to me, they wanted me to... give it back, but in a way that, one, I don't have time for, and two, it was just getting boring after a while.
It was getting boring? Shit. Well, dropping the bombs.
Well, when you fuck in every room in the house, are you fucking general, and there's really no difference, or they're not gonna, you know, bring stuff to the table that's gonna make it different. I'm gonna get bored very quickly. But if
that
it's
sounds
just
so lame.
If it's just sex. What?
That sounds so lame.
What, they're not bringing anything to the table?
Yeah, and you just, like, need someone that changes things up, you know?
Well, yeah.
I would probably never go back to somebody if they were that boring.
Well, the first night was really good. The second night was really good. The third night was, eh.
Only 3 nights and it's already getting boring?
It was already getting boring. Yeah, I was really disappointed. But she was really
good.
That's
disappointing, bro.
Well, I think we're on different, like, ways about this. When I get off, I have to be touched.
Like most people?
Yeah, but straight people, how they get off is they have two people going at it at the same time.
That was so vivid. You gave the sound effects and everything. Okay, I get it.
Anyway. But no, like...
So, like, it's different. It's all... It's, like, one-on-one.
Right.
In your situation.
Right.
Okay.
So...
I'm learning things. This is... I don't know anything about...
You ever watch porn about lesbian sex?
No. Why would I watch that? I'm not into females. I'll watch gay porn, but that's about it.
A lot of straight women watch gay porn.
Because it's better.
Well, yeah,
unless you like watching women get degraded. Sometimes I like watching that. But, but that's pretty much what straight porn is. Unless you're watching some vanilla-ass shit.
Yeah, that's fucked up. No. Anyway, no, but like, I was getting manipulated, like, first off, like, the first night, I thought she was good. I thought we were gonna split the bill. It didn't work out that way. She wouldn't bring out her fucking wallet. I was like, oh, it's gonna be one of these again.
So what did you do about it?
I paid for it, and then I said, well, do you want to go to Starbucks or something? And she's like, yeah, let's go to Starbucks. So we walked to Starbucks, and I ordered my drink, and she's like, oh, I'll pay for it. And I'm like, okay, and in the back of my head, I'm like, well, I hope you better fucking pay for it, because I just paid right. for dinner. So she ordered a coffee, and I ordered coffee, we're talking. And as instantly I knew that she wanted to have sex with me. So I then pushed it further, basically, by putting my hand, like, on her vein and start pressing down and moving it back and forth.
And in a not creepy way.
Well, I held her hand, and then I take my finger and I, like, put it on, like, by the wrist. I would do this.
Okay.
So it was hidden, but...
So you were holding hands first?
Putting my hand on the table and kept moving it closer, and I just grabbed it.
Oh, okay.
Basically.
Go for it.
Yeah, well, I mean, confidence, like you said, is very attractive.
Hell yeah, it is.
And it worked.
I know it did, because when you listen to me, things tend to work out.
Shut the fuck up.
But when you
stop
don't,
it doing
red
that.
Flags.
Stop doing that.
Why?
It's gross.
I had a hangnail. I had to get it off. It's
oh
fine
my
now.
Oh, God. So, here, let me burn it off like your friend did.
Shut up. Apparently, he's really creepy, so...
No. Anyway, that's the side point. So then that night we went to her house, did it, and then in the morning I wanted to go get food.
Because this bitch stayed overnight like a dumbass.
Okay, why
who
do
stays overnight? Who stays overnight when okay. you just meet someone?
Alright, so how do sociopaths, like, why do you leave right away? Empaths, I want to stay because I'm fucking tired.
Why would you want to stay with somebody you barely know? Like, that's too clingy. Like, oh, we just had sex, now I'm gonna hang out and sleep in your bed. That's fucking weird. Like, I'm like, get out. Like, afterwards,
it was
get
3
out.
O'clock in the fucking morning.
So what? Leave earlier next time, then.
I got there at 1.
Well, next time, get there sooner.
We went out to dinner, and it was an hour from the... I can't.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't stay over when you first meet somebody. And if you followed these signs, I feel like you wouldn't have so many issues.
Well, now I don't know. Because the bitch fucking ghosted me after 2 weeks of very good sex and said that I was really good. But that could be manipulation just to begin with. But it's a lot of red signs here where it was just like...
A lot of red flags you just kind of blasted by there.
I mean, I kind of ignored them because I wasn't looking for a relationship. I was just like looking for this to be like, keep going because right. She likes what I like. And I never had that before. Like, how would you feel if you met the perfect sex partner? Not perfect, she wasn't that attractive. And if she is listening to this, I'm sorry, it's the truth.
I know what you mean, but... Still, I don't know.
I was looking at her heart, and I thought it was a really good heart, and I was like, oh, this...
Okay, so you say you were just looking for a sex partner, but then you say you were all interested in...
I want to have sex with someone that's a good person. I can't just have sex to have sex. Like,
why not?
Say, I feel like they have to be a good person in some way. Which, I mean, I guess in a way for her career, she's a good person, but not as, like, a person of herself. She's not a good person.
It goes back to what I said before about how people will mirror what you want in order to seem more appealing to you. It's, like, all goes into the love bombing thing and them just telling you what you want to hear. Because that's going to make you trust them more. But it's obvious that for them to know. That's
well,
why
I started,
when you say
well,
stuff...
Well, I started...
Hey, okay. When you say stuff, you keep talking over me. When you say things, try to make it sound objective that you don't have... Like, don't show your opinion on it. And then see what they say. Because then they're forced to show their own opinion on it. And then they can't just imitate whatever you just said.
Example, please.
So, like, if you, let me think of something.
Can you smell my candle?
You're really distracting me. Okay. So if you, we'll talk about, we'll just do a very controversial thing here, but this is just an example. So if you're talking about, like, politics, and you mention, like, oh yeah, like, Trump did this, like, Trump said this, just state it as a fact of what happened, like, he said that the freaking aliens landed on the moon, I don't know, but don't say, like, oh, he said something really dumb that this and this and this happened, or, oh yeah, he said something I really agree with, like, this happened, like, you don't want to show your opinion, you just want to state a fact, or, like, let's go to coffee. Or would you want to go to coffee without them knowing if you like that or not? Like, this is really hard to think of examples, but I hope you're understanding what
no,
I'm saying.
I am.
Like, you don't want to try to put, you want to try to keep your opinion out of it so they can't just pick up on that and copy you.
I used to do this, but, like, I used to do exactly what you did. But the thing is, it's like, I just got sick and tired of no one ever having an opinion. Like, nobody
was... Well, then you directly need to ask them, what's your opinion? What do you think about this?
And then sometimes they would say, like, well, I don't really want to talk about it.
Well, be like, then I hope you don't expect me to talk about my views on it.
But then they
throw that right back at them.
That's so passive-aggressive.
Well, they're being passive-aggressive if they don't want to share with you for some reason.
That's
what are they
true.
Trying to hide?
That is true. I mean...
Because that means they could just be waiting for you to say something so they can copy you.
Now you're making me think about my ex. My ex literally didn't know who she was going to vote for. She was, like, looking for information, like, who should I vote for? And I looked at her and I'm like, you should know who you want to be in office.
Right, exactly.
Because the thing is, it's like, I'm basically stealing that vote.
Right.
I mean, there are people out there who really don't give a fuck. But at the same time, it's just like, okay, like... people have an opinion. Because it's so hard now.
If you're getting to know somebody, you should be willing to share opinions. And I would say that's a red flag if they blatantly blow you off.
Because they don't know what they want. Yeah, I get that. Well, the thing is just like, oh, wait, I gotta get to the best part about this girl. So, like, I saw, like, let me get straight. I saw red flags. So paying for things when they now expect it, that's a red flag, correct?
Right.
Okay, so sociopath and empath believe that's true. Second thing, the love bombing where she basically, like, said that she was falling for me, that's a red flag, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Third.
Well, any time they're telling you something that sounds too good, like, it's something you want to hear, like, if they sit there and drool over how great you are...
Drool?
I'm sorry, but that shit's not real. Like, they're just telling you what you want to hear. Like, oh, you're perfect, you're amazing, blah, blah, blah. You're so good at blah, 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 whatever.
And you do this?
Yeah. I do this. Like, it's a really easy way to manipulate people. But, I'm just telling you how to avoid it. So, you can do that in your own personal life. But I'm giving you direct advice from things that I do, so... But, like, if they're telling you what you want to hear and it sounds like it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Okay. And then, the third thing, if they expect more for you when you give out a lot, then you should.
Right, if they're never, satisfied with what you're giving them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're driving 2 hours to see her every freaking time and she's complaining that you don't see her enough, that's a freaking red flag.
And then if she doesn't make the effort to come out.
Yeah, right. If she's not willing to make that same effort, then there's a problem.
Right. So I saw all these red flags, and then, like, I think the one that really, like, fucked me up is that she wanted to know a lot about my ex. And I was just a little confused, because I was just like, you know, we barely know each other. We've been sleeping around with each other. I really don't want to talk about my ex.
Right.
But it was just like, I think she's trying to get information out so then she could try to manipulate me more.
You can learn a lot about someone's
from their
past.
Ex.
Yeah.
Which is really disgusting and sad.
Right.
I mean, I have a type.
I usually aren't. I'm not even that blatant about.
So you never tell anybody about your exes?
Well, I've told them about it, but, like, I've learned from all that stuff, and it wasn't really, like, them trying to do anything to me. I like to think I'm, after being with someone manipulative and narcissistic, I'd like to believe that I wouldn't, like, fall for that again. So, but I'm just not forthcoming about information.
Why not?
I don't really give out information unless people ask me. You know, I'm quiet most of the time.
You are quiet.
But you're more eccentric and outgoing, so you're more likely to just tell people, like, things.
Okay. Why do you keep quiet about it?
Because I just don't like sharing about myself, and it's annoying when people...
But why don't you? Are you afraid to get manipulated? Are you doing it... Okay, or are you doing it because you don't believe that you should get trust that easily?
I don't think you should trust that easily, but, like, also I just don't really have an interest in sharing things about myself openly like that. There's not really a reason behind it, I just don't like to give out random information, I guess.
How long
does
it take?
Unless someone asks me, then I'll tell them, but...
How long does it take for someone to get to a sociopath? Like, or do you think sociopaths are always guarded, if you were thinking about it?
Well, they're definitely... different, like, they know that.
So, like, in a dating world, if you went out there again, whatever, and you were having people meet you, how long would it take?
For what?
For them to, like, for you to put your guard down, or you never put your guard down.
I wouldn't put my guard... Well, it depends on what my intentions are. If it's just a hooking up relationship, I'm never gonna tell them anything personal about myself.
But a real relationship?
a real relationship, I'd probably wait and see what they tell me about themselves first.
What are you looking for?
What do you mean?
Are you still looking for the stuff in the... And we said beginning of the podcast?
I'd be looking for someone that is dominant in the bedroom, but outside of that, they're not gonna sit and argue with me, and, like, it's equal. I need someone that I can talk to openly that, like, makes me feel comfortable enough for that. And, like, I just have to have common interests. I need to not be bored as hell sitting next to you and feeling awkward when we're not saying anything. And it's really rare to find somebody like that, so most of my relationships have just been, like, fuck around and that's it.
That's so true, because I dealt with that too, where it's just like, she's on one side of the couch and I'm on the other side of the couch, we're watching TV, and I'm like, we're hanging out? We're like, that's what we're doing, we're hanging out?
Right. And like, I don't have as much drive to form those personal connections as normal people, because I don't see the point in it.
So what is love supposed, like, do you believe in love? Like, do you believe love lasts a long time, or do you believe in love, like, only lasts a little bit?
I don't think that
And also, in this dating age, I don't think there's love anymore.
I don't think that
I think there's agreements to stay with each other until you fucking die.
I don't think that my definition of it is the same as what other people have. Because other people seem to be a lot more devoted than I am capable of. I've noticed, and I don't really understand it, and I can't, no matter how much I try. But I don't know, I don't, like, right now I'm in a pretty solid relationship, with somebody who I get along with very well. Like, I pretty much feel like he's my best friend, and, like, I can talk to him about, like, just about anything, and I feel content sitting with him and doing nothing. It's not awkward, it's not weird. We can cohabitate and it's fine, and that's not something I've really run into with anyone else. So that's why, like, I just can't find interest in other people, because I just feel too awkward around them. You know?
Right. I'm trying not to analyze your situation. So, like, and that's for that's just for you, that's not for sociopaths. What, right?
Well, that's for me personally, I'm sure it ties in.
Makes sense. Like, for me, like, I want somebody that, I don't, like, kind of acts like a child, like, with me, like, be very, very funny, be really cozy, happy, like, stuff like that.
Like, I think we pretty much look for similar stuff.
No, I'm not looking for someone that you date. I'm looking for someone who, like, one, cares about me, is not gonna use me.
And... I don't look for people that are gonna use me.
So, I mean, no, but, like, I also look for someone who, like, loves their job. But everybody I fucking date literally just says, oh, it's just a job. It's like, what?
Well, it's rare that anyone likes their job nowadays.
I like my job. I mean, there's days where it sucks, but I do like my job.
I don't even know if I would consider myself liking my job.
You don't?
I wouldn't say that I don't.
Not anymore,
at least. Other ones. I know I used to like my job when I worked at Psych and I could tackle crazy people all day.
That's Wait, hold on a second. They are not crazy, they just have...
Whatever.
Okay. Empathetic, non-empathetic. Empathetic, non-empathetic.
I need action in my life, that's all.
That's why you're in the Army, aren't you?
Probably, that's probably part of it.
But she hates it.
I do, I hate it so much.
I don't want to work, but I want action.
We don't.
Which one is it?
We don't do anything at drill, that's the thing. If we were doing actually cool stuff in the Army, then maybe I'd care more.
Going to World War III.
Part of me didn't care if I got deployed to that, so...
No, I think you did. You were saying...
A big part of me cared and wanted to stay on U.S. soil because I like it here, but there's also a part of me that doesn't really mind if I would've... Because there's cool shit that they do over there. You get to
we're getting so
off
topic. Oh boy, here we go.
Okay, but yeah, anyway, I think we got our point across with this. We need to wrap it up.
Alright. Well, it was nice talking to you all. I hope you guys have a very nice day, night, whenever you're listening to this, by the time you go to sleep, because our voices are so soothing.
Even though most of it is me yelling when I talk, but it's okay.
And almost hitting me.
Well she talks over me constantly.
Anyway.
I can't...
Arya. So, control your anger. So, we will see you next time.
We're gonna also try to release episodes on the same day every week so that people know when
Good
to look.
Good luck!
Yeah, but we can pre-record them.
I guess.
So, we're gonna try...
I'm a little sick if you can't tell. I'm not my usual self.
We're gonna try for probably, like, Wednesdays or Thursdays. We'll see how that goes. But, keep up with our Instagram, which is sociopath_empath, to know when I'm releasing new episodes, and just to keep updated on what we're doing, if you care enough. So, yep, you guys have a good one. Bye-bye.